Hello, I just want to share this wonderful new video with you. Before we get to the video, I would like to introduce three things to you. AnointedTube.com. This is a very powerful site, believed to be the topmost Christian video sharing website in the world today. It is ranked as the fifth best video sharing website in the world according to available data. It hosts videos of preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from all around the world. All you need to do is to select the preacher of your choice from your preferred continent at the top of the site. Scroll down, click on the preacher's picture, and you will access video content from your favorite preacher. You could as well share our videos on all social media platforms. We are currently targeting 5,000 people that we support Anointed Tube monthly, and you could be one of them. To support, please click the donate or subscribe button on the home page or on the video page. No amount is too small or too big. Your donation of $10, $20 a month could help hundreds of thousands to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ every week through the life-changing message of great men and women of God. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my book, my powerful, wonderful book, Discover the Real You and Change the World. This is a powerful tool for your personality development and growth. It is available on Amazon, on eBay, Barnes & Noble, and a number of resource sites all over the internet. If you live in a country where the book is not published and you want to reprint the book in your country, please send us an email and we will be glad to get that to you. This book has manuscripts both in Portuguese and Spanish languages. If you live in a Spanish or Portuguese-speaking country and you want this book published in your language, please let us know. I would like to introduce to you the word combination of herbs. We put together a combination of herbs, 90 herbs, in 4 bottles, and by our next production cycle, we'll aim at combining up to 117 herbs in 4 bottles. Please make your order as we are calling for resellers and distributors of this product. If you want to be a part of this process by being a distributor or reseller, you could send us an email and we'll be glad to get to you. The herbs are produced in Europe. We believe God that this will bring to manifestation His words in the Bible that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. God has already put healing and power into herbs that would bless and change lives. We produce this because we cannot ignore that power. The point is that it, in comparison to using individual herbs, it would be better to combine these potent medicinal resources into one mix in just 4 bottles for the refurbishment of the whole body system. So make your order. We get it to you.
That God has given me, we are made for signs and wonders.
Today, nothing will stop me. I am going to have my harvest. I don't care whether I'm in order or not in order, whether I'm under protocol or no protocol, whether it is legal or it's not legal. I am going to get my miracle. If you dare to be out of order tonight to reach God, if you dare to be out of protocol tonight to reach God, I tell you, your new season is here.
The Lord said, I'm healing you. people like me is what he can do today. Say hallelujah. Think of what this man and this woman would have been if they were not in Jesus. And think of the big gain heaven made when a man like this became a child of God. Can you say hallelujah? This, if you look at this woman, she could win Miss Universe contest. But she, well, people like me, we don't talk too much because you give account of every word you say. But I'm blessed to have married a very beautiful woman. If you see my wife, you like to marry. If you see my wife, you get out of singles class and join married class. And I don't care what anointing you have when you are not married. Until you are married, I don't believe you speak in tongue well. Let me tell you what I mean. You want to know what I mean? If you are not married, you can command fire from heaven. But after 2 years in marriage, if you can still speak in tongues, then you are baptized with the Holy Ghost. That's what I mean. So, those of us who have been married for nearly 30 years and we are smiling, you know we are called by God. Can you say hallelujah? So, get married. Get married.
Uh-huh.
Don't go too far.
Uh-huh.
Someone met me, Pastor. He says, Papa, pray for me. I want the Lord to send me a wife. I say, you are not going to get a wife. He said, what do you mean? I say, the Bible says, he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. God doesn't give wife to people. He can you say hallelujah? See, he gave Eve to Adam. And when there was problem, Adam said, the woman you gave me. So God said, from now, he that findeth a woman, findeth a good thing. So you find by yourself. So I am very grateful to God for the introduction God used evangelist Pastor Bailey to bring us together as a family. I'm here to say to you, I didn't come for overnight stopover. I want to assure you and your wife that one. The few friends I have in my life that are in the ministry, one of the oldest of all of them that I have known is Dr. T.L. and Daisy Osborne. We've been family, friends, unbroken love for 31 years and 4 months. We've never broken. And the only people that I don't live long with are those who deviate from what God called them to do. And if you leave the course, no matter how close we have been, I leave you. But like here, by what I saw tonight, I thought we have crazy church at home, but I saw people who I tell you, my God, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for not being ashamed to represent Jesus. I thank God for that. I thank God for you. Amen. Thank God. Everybody say, thank God. Thank you for your gift to me. Thank you for your wonderful kindness. I believe that I've come just like Joshua and Caleb came to spy the land. I assure you, from what I've seen tonight by the Holy Spirit, this is a good land. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. I say amen.
Amen.
When you see husband and wife devoted to God in a challenging nation like America, don't just dance, don't just clap, pray for them. I tell you, my wife and I, we covenant together. I said the vow we took when we got married was just the beginning. But the greatest gift God has given to my wife and I is to know what we are called to do. We know what we were born for. We know what God sent us to this world for. And to the best of our ability, we do it with the prayers of the saints. Don't get so big not to ask for prayer. As a matter of fact, the bigger you go, the more you ask for prayers. Because when you're on the floor, you don't fall. Did you hear me? When you're on the floor, you don't fall. You only fall when you are high. And I tell people, the little, I have gone around the earth 47 times, and I've preached in 102 nations. But the greatest strength I have is the prayer of the saints. I don't boast of silver and gold, which I don't lack. But that's not my strength. My greatest strength is to believe that Jesus is the same today as he was before. And I covet your prayers for this husband and wife. When she husband and wife do what they are doing here, don't think the devil is rejoicing. But don't also think that the devil is launching attack. He's not in charge. God is in charge. I tell people, don't over respect the devil, but don't ignore him. Are you hearing me? Some people say there's no devil. He is there. He's alive. But he doesn't have power over us. If God gives you a message, you don't struggle. Can you say amen?
Amen?
You don't struggle. If it's a message from God, you don't struggle. If it's a message from God, even if it's 3 minutes, the person God sent you to will receive it. And if you are finding it difficult to preach, you know God switched off. Did you hear me? All right. Some of the things that has helped me in 32 years and 5 months in the ministry is what I want to share with you tonight. Exodus chapter 14. Take your Bible. Exodus 14, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, say that with me. I didn't hear you.
The Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
I believe in what God said in the past, but I believe him for what he is saying now. The Bible said the Lord spake to Moses, saying, speak unto my people. Which means, even though he spoke in the past, he wants you to hear him now. Say now. I told somebody last night, if faith worked before, it should work now. If it didn't work now, there's no proof that it worked before. I love what God did with Moses. I love what he did with Abraham. I even love what he did with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I love what he did with those three people. But the greatest proof that God did anything with someone before is what he can do today. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, God says, speak to my people, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pihahiroth. That must be a Cuban language. That's not English. It has to be a Cuban language. Alright. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. The greatest time you need to rejoice in your life is to know you are in the will of God. It doesn't matter what the devil said yesterday, today, or tomorrow. Learn to grow to know what God is saying. 1975, November 9. The Lord woke me up around 3 o'clock. I was crying 2 days before that day. On the 7th and the 8th. I said, God, look at the whole job. I've been to 49 countries. Look at the Bible school, television ministry, work of the schools, different things. I said, nobody is helping me. Yet, people try to pull me down. They slander me. They insult me. I said, nobody is coming to play with me. They all talk against me. He said, son. I said, sir. He said, you know why you hate them? I said, no. He said, because you looked back. He said, if you were looking forward to where I am, you would not know what backbiters said. He said, any man that bites your back is behind you. So look up to me and do what I tell you to do. Then he said, from now, be deaf to your enemies and be tough in your skin. So for 16 years, I've now been to 102 nations. I have known that anybody who is your backbiter is behind your back. Back biters. If he was in your front, he wouldn't bite you at the back. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I know people who slander you want to be like you. If they were more than you, they wouldn't slander you. I told President Robert, who is my very dear family friend, I said, Dr. Robert, the only people that I listen to when they criticize me are those who have done twice what I'm trying to do once. Do you understand me? If you have done twice what I'm trying to do once, when you say something against me, I will listen because I have not reached where you are. But if you still have 10 miles to get to where I am, somebody say hallelujah. And you say something. You know, it takes this to see your enemy. And every time you do this, you always see Jesus. So it's easier to look forward than to look behind. And if you want to make progress in life, don't spend time to look back. Look forward. Say hallelujah. Pharaoh said, I'm going to encamp around these children of God, and they will be entangled. When he was saying that, he didn't know that the children of Israel are the children of the Most High God. But God said to Moses, speak to my children. Tell them to go ahead. And listen to the scripture that's helped me very well. In verse 8. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with an high hand. Somebody say high hand.
High.
Pastor, that's what you and I need today. The only hand that never loses any battle is that invisible high hand. The hand that never fights war before winning war is an high hand. God said to the Israelite, he said, Pharaoh sees your feet. He sees your head. He sees your hands. But there's a hand that is carrying you. Pharaoh will not see it. And I'm using that high hand. Everyone say high hand. Say high hand. Say high hand. He said that high hand is going to carry you when Pharaoh thinks he's getting near you. He will not see what is holding you. Bullets will fly. Arrows will fly. Gloves will fly. Stones will fly. But every direction that the enemy's bullets go, the hand of God directs you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pharaoh saw Moses. Pharaoh saw Israelites. He didn't see the high hand of God. And it's my prayer today that whatever you do in life, katamaboso, that you place your life in the hands of God's high hand. When God's high hand come, when heat come from the ground, God lifts you up. When arrows of the wicked come from the left, from the right, from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, there's a hand higher than this ministry that should hold it far from the reach of the enemy. Somebody say hallelujah. God sent them out with an high hand. God let them out with an high hand. Pharaoh could see 2 million people who were leaving Egypt. He could see Moses directing. There was one thing he could not see. The high hand of God. Say hallelujah. That is the hand that provides you money when you are almost going bankruptcy. That is the hand that brings you joy when your enemy thinks you are about to lose your mind. Suddenly they see you smiling. They say, what's wrong? We thought we are going to kill him. That high hand has never lost any war, and God will not experiment with you. Verse 10. When Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes. Say that with me. Say that with me. Say, when Pharaoh drew nigh. I didn't hear you. Say it. The children of Israel lifted up their eyes. I don't know what this means to you, Pastor. When Pharaoh's 3 million troops are at the back, and the Red Sea in your front, and the ground is very near you, which you are already on the floor, there's only one place to look up to. Say God. Say God. Say God. When Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel
lifted up their eyes and they said, God, where are you? Oh God, where are you? In the world we live today, there are many pharaohs in our back. There are many Red Seas in our front. And we are not even sure whom our neighbors are, whether they are good or bad. So when Pharaoh come near you, marriage Pharaoh, business Pharaoh, home Pharaoh, job Pharaoh, don't look at Pharaoh. Look up. 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 When Pharaoh drew nigh, and these are 2 million people, no weapons, no military equipment, no breastplate, no armory, no military gun, no sword, no bullet to fight back. The Bible said Pharaoh took all the best of all the military men he had, and with all the best weapons. Now he's coming so close. But these people, they knew the Red Sea stood for death. They knew to go back means death. They knew to enter the ground, there was no hole. And there was only one choice. They looked up. And I come in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. When Pharaoh of today come near you, when Pharaoh come near your marriage, when Pharaoh come near your finances, when Pharaoh come from your neighbor, when Pharaoh come to your health, when Pharaoh come to your home, look up. Look up. They lifted all their eyes. They lifted all their eyes. And behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were so afraid. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Say that. They cried unto the Lord. Say it loud. They cried. My brother, my sister, the only time you are permitted to cry when the enemy is close is to cry to God. Because the enemy is not going to say, I hear you crying. That's okay. No. The enemy is not going to hear you when you say, hey, alright, it's okay, I surrender. No. So there's only one option. And if you want to cry, don't cry when you have no job. Don't cry when you have no money. Don't cry when you have no wife. Don't cry when you have no husband. Don't cry when there's no clothes in your wardrobe. Because these things are there if you can see it. But the only time you are permitted to cry as a Christian is to cry to God. Can you say hallelujah? They cried out to God. How I wish everyone here tonight, how I wish everybody in this ministry, how I wish every singer, how I wish every believer, how I wish every preacher, how I wish children of God know where God is. My Bible said they lifted up their eyes. Why didn't they look to the people pursuing? Why didn't they call for help from other nations? There is no hand better than God's hand. And I put it this way, Jesus plus nothing is enough. Jesus plus nothing. Jesus plus no one else is enough. He is the one who satisfied my mouth with good things. He is the one when my health is threatened. He is the one that says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. He is the God who supplies all my needs according to his riches in glory. He is the God who is a husband to the widow. He is the God who is a father to the orphan. He is a God, the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Somebody say hallelujah. The church of today, when they have trouble, they are looking for a yellow page instead of Almighty God. When the church of today, I just said last night, I didn't know how it came out of my mouth. I said, I'm so sorry for those of you from civilized nations. When you have little need, you pray. But when you have big need, you go to the bank. And God is nearer than any bank in this world. Somebody say hallelujah. And because in Africa, nobody gives you loan, so you have to go to God. If God calls you and asks you to do something of 2 million and your income is 200, God can never give you a vision without provision. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God cannot call you to an assignment without giving you material to do it. A few years ago, God said to me, bring people from all over the world, and once they arrive in Nigeria, give them scholarship. And I said, God, where's the money? He said, here am I. Say hallelujah. They cry to God. Question, when was the last time conflict came to your life? Everything about you went wrong, and you cried to God. When was the last time you went to the bank and your account was in the red, and you cried to God? When was the last time doctors examined you and said you have few hours to live, and you cried to God? I put it this way, Pastor. When your bank account is in the red, you know green is coming. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you follow traffic light. Every time you see red, you know green will soon come. And God is always on the green side. Can you say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So they cry to God. And let's see how God replied. Verse 13. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Say that to everybody.
Fear ye not.
I didn't hear you.
Fear ye not.
Stand still. Say that.
Stand still.
And see.
And see.
The salvation
of the Lord.
Which he God. Will show you. Today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen, today ye shall see them again, no more, forever. Say hallelujah. The Egyptians cycles you are in now, God cannot allow you to see obstacles without miracles. He can't. He is too good to allow you to experience obstacles without miracles. He's too powerful to let the enemy take you to the valley without showing you the mountain. The Most High God sent me to tell you, the Egyptians whom you have seen, the Bible didn't say you didn't see obstacles. He said you have seen them. But he said from now, you shall see them no more. Everyone say forever. Say forever. Say forever. What is God saying? But God is saying, once is enough. For all your tears, once is enough. For your pain, once is enough. For your distresses, once is enough. For your setback, once is enough. When you don't know what to do, once is enough. When the battle is too big for you, once is enough. Everybody say, once is enough. God say, you have seen it, but you are not going to see them again. Don't be afraid of obstacles, because there's a miracle coming behind every obstacle. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. 1986, I went to Australia for crusade. I prayed for the sick. And the newspapers in Australia are the most vicious paper I have seen in my life. And they said, we don't believe in miracle. If you say there's miracle, we'd like to see one. We've heard that you raised somebody from the dead. Show us one. I said, I don't perform press miracle. I perform God's miracle by the power of God Almighty. So the press went and brought 89 years old Indian woman from the hospital. She was in coma. They took her from the hospital coma. They said, we don't know the one you raised before, but we want you to raise one. While they were on their way to Brisbane Stadium, the woman died. And they came and said, show us your Jesus. I said, if I have ever prayed for anybody dead, this one I'm not going to pray. Because this is press miracle. And if you read your Bible very well, Luke 18 said, many could not see Jesus because of the press. So I began to preach. And when the service was halfway, about 30 minutes of my preaching, this woman had died 5 hours ago. The Holy Spirit said, go tell her to get up. I said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I said, turn to. When I said turn to, the Lord said turn to her. I said, turn to who? To the dead woman, the one brought by the press? The Lord said yes. I tried to raise chorus, it couldn't come out. I tried to mention the verse of the Bible to read, my throat got stuck. And the Lord turned my eyes to that place. In anger and fury, I say, you foul killing spirit, you spirit of death, I adjure you in Jesus' name, lose your grip from this woman. And woman, I command you, get up now in the name of Jesus. In 5 seconds, God raised her back to life. Say hallelujah. Everybody say hallelujah. The next day, the press said, we saw her get up. We saw her get up. Just in case you are passing through test, I see you get up today. I see you rise above your enemy. I see you standing for Jesus. I see the life of Christ coming to you now. I see the same power that raised Jesus from the dead raising you up now. God said, the Egyptian you see now, which you have seen, you as a child of God shall see them no more. Say hallelujah. Why sin and see no more? God can never give you strength to build your tent in your valley. That's why David said, though I walk through the valley, God will never give you energy to pitch your tent in the valley. He takes us through the valley to take us to the mountain. Don't spend too much time in your valley. Anytime you see your life in the valley, walk through it quickly and say, I'm going out. Say hallelujah. Don't spend all night prayer in your valley. Don't hold tarry meeting in your valley. Whenever you find your life in the valley, walk through it. Say hallelujah. God said you have seen it, but you are not going to see it again. What valley have you been to? How many enemies pursue you? The Holy Spirit asked me to tell you, once is enough. The power of God is here tonight to take you through that valley and take you to the mountaintop. If you love the Lord, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then the word of God says here, listen to this. The Lord shall fight for you. Pastor Havers, I am learning how to fight less. Every battle I have tried to fight by myself, I lost all. So I've changed the size of my gloves. I used to use size of my hand. But I found that God has never lost one battle. And is not ready to experiment with me. If you love the Lord, say hallelujah. He said, the Lord shall fight for you. Well, I used to divide the war to two. Give God the big one and I fight the small one. But I found, I said, the Lord shall fight for you. Now let me ask you a question. If the Lord is going to do the fighting, how many gloves do you need? If the Lord is going to fight your war, how many bullets do you need? Pardon?
None.
If the Lord is going to take care of your enemy, how much protection do you need?
None.
The Lord, say that to everybody, shall
fight
for me. Say for me. Everybody say
for me.
God
shall
fight
for me.
Say hallelujah. Let me share this message to two persons. Number one, the Egyptians whom you have seen. That stands for your past experience. It means no glory without battle. I don't know how you people read your Bible. But how will you be able to say, I can do all things when you have done nothing? How will you be able to say, I have fought a good fight when you fought nobody? How can you say, my name is Avarice? I can do all things when you have done nothing. How can you say, I am more than conqueror when you conquer nothing? Battle doesn't destroy a Christian. It strengthens him. Can you say amen? No battle destroys a Christian. It only energizes him. No battle makes us stoop down. It makes us stand tall. No weapon that we have is big enough to add to Jesus. Jesus plus nothing is enough. Say it's enough. Say it's enough. So God said, the Egyptian whom you have seen, to me as a professor in the university, as a regent in the university, the Egyptian whom you have seen, you shall see them no more. That simply means your eyes are no more permitted to look back. From today, say, I am looking forward. Say, hallelujah. My sis, the Egyptian whom you have seen.
The Egyptians whom you have seen.
You shall see them.
You shall see them.
No more.
No more.
Forever.
Forever.
That is also a limit. That it is true you saw them before. But from now, you have no right to go back to Egypt to look for Egyptians. If you hear me, say yes! Say yes! Don't go back to Egypt. Don't go back to Egypt. Once is enough. When you get out of Egypt, face the promised land. Face it. When obstacles come, cut it out. When trial come, cut it off. When fear come, cut it off. Why? He says from now, you don't need any weapon
the Lord shall fight for you.
Say hallelujah!
And now,
now that you know the Lord shall fight for you, how many wars can you not fight? Say none.
None.
How many enemies can you not face? Say none.
None.
How many defeats do you expect?
None.
How many shame do you expect?
None.
How many weaknesses do you expect?
None.
Say none.
None.
Everybody say none.
None.
The Lord. The Lord shall fight for me. Then he gave warning. The third part of this message is warning. He said, you shall hold your peace. Do this. Say peace.
Peace.
Do this. Say peace.
Peace.
Say peace.
Peace.
I hold you. Some of you have dropped it already. Say peace.
Peace.
I hold you.
I hold you.
Hold it. Don't drop it. But look at me. What does that mean? You shall hold your peace. The Bible is telling you and I, from now, when we hear of that fellow called anxiety, we should tell him we are not at home. When we hear of that fellow called worries, tell him we have been delivered. When we hear of that fellow called anger, tell him we are redeemed. When we hear of that man called failure, tell him you have resigned. Say hallelujah. God says, hold your peace. Many Christians have won many battles but lost peace. And God say, hold it. Say with me, peace.
Peace.
I will let you go. Say joy.
Joy.
I will let you go.
What
does that mean, Apostle? It simply means, no matter how much water is on my head, I wouldn't let it gush out. You women are so gifted with tears. Every little thing. When your child is running and falls and bruises the body, you start to cry. Crying doesn't bring healing. It only adds more heat. So I have learned. God told me, I've already given you peace. Hold it. So when crisis hit my life, I said, peace, where are you? He said, I'm here. I said, okay, that's all right. Everyone said, when are you going to cry? Peace said, if I see you cry, I'm going to tell the Lord, you've lost your salvation. And I said, okay. You say, when is he going to cry? Peace is standing with sword. And he said, if you cry, you shame God. Don't cry. So I'm able to say, though he slay me, yet will I follow him. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Some of you have sold your peace to the wish of the enemy.
I want you to get it back. Some of you are preparing now to fight your last war. You want to fight and win. I used to fight very well. I have found out that every time I fight for myself, I lost the battle. But when I let God fight for me, I win before I fight. Can you say hallelujah? Because Christ tested death and beat death. He tested suffering and defeated suffering. He tested sickness. You say, was he ever sick? The Bible says he was tempted in everything. But he never bowed. And now that I have learned that the Lord is my strength and my power, I'm learning every day to say, God, I used to fight for myself. I didn't do too well. From now, the Lord shall fight for me. Are you ready to give all your battles to him to fight?
Yes.
Say yes.
Yes.
Now listen to this. The Egyptian whom you have seen. I've tried many times to go back to Egypt. But I have a mighty hand that says, where you are coming from is not as good as where you are going. So I stand my ground. And you know, some of those songs people sing in the church, soon and very soon, I don't sing them anymore. I don't want to fly away. I want to make the enemy my footstool. Can you say hallelujah? So my choir used to sing, soon as in no more. I fly away, no more. Jesus says, sit down till I make your enemy your footstool. So what I'm doing now is sitting down, and I said, devil, bring your head. He said, Archbishop, you are going to be in trouble. Shut up. Archbishop, there's not enough money in your bank account. Shut up. Archbishop, there's no money for your ticket. Shut up. God has not called us to trouble. Let me tell you what I mean, then I pray and close. This man invited me. Stand up, sir. When I arrive airport today, I don't look for taxi. I didn't look for taxi. I was not afraid who will pick me up. I was only looking for the size of car that is coming to pick me. And they brought one small three-door cars. 3 doors on this side, 3 doors. Only about 30 feet long car. I said, is this all they have in this place? But I managed it. I have to manage it. It was between me and the driver. It was about 20 feet long. But I managed it. I tried my best to endure the suffering for Christ today. Then I got to the hotel. And the man that came to pick me said, what will you drink? What will you eat? Then he called the pastor. And the pastor came. The best, I now know New Jersey has the best seafood in America. Now, listen to me before I quit. The car that brought me from the airport, he sent it. The food that I ate, he paid. The place I'm going to sleep, he paid. And this man is not as kind as God. When the Bible says you are redeemed, it means you are leaving a bad place to a better place. Say yes. When the Bible says you are saved, it means you were lost and someone greater than this man paid and bought you back. When you say I am born again, it simply means old things pass away and all things become new. As powerful as you are, God is saying, these hands are not good enough to fight. The Lord Himself shall fight for you. Amen. Did you hear what I'm saying? Something good is going to happen to you today. Lift your hands up, those of you who are standing here. Say these words with me. My dear Father in heaven, say it boldly, let the devil hear. My dear Father in heaven, I surrender my life to you from tonight.
Can watch and listen to great and powerful messages from different men and women of God, preachers, prophets, teachers from all around the world on www.anointedtube.com.
Hey there, this is Anointed Tube. Anointed Tube is blessing and changing lives around the world. We are a data hive of videos by preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from around the world. We need your help and monthly donation by clicking on the Donate Subscription button on the homepage and also on the video page. You choose the amount you want to donate monthly. Nothing is too small or too big. We are targeting 5,000 people to subscribe now and we need your help. It is remarkably easy to navigate on the site. Simply click on the photos of any preachers of your choice in Africa, America or elsewhere shown at the top of the site. Scroll down to see the preacher's pictures. Click on any of the pictures to start watching and catching up with videos from your favorite ministers. Videos can be shared on all social media platforms. We need your help now.
Forget to support Anointed Tube financially. Don't forget to order your book and don't forget to order your herbs. Be the best that you can be. You are the best. You are blessed. shine, rule, have dominion, and live in dominion in your word. I love you, and God truly bless you.